Good day. First of all, I want to welcome you and congratulate you on reaching this point of your studies. This is the first podcast for the module FAC 1501 in a series of podcasts that will follow later in the semester when necessary. My name is Kwenankome. You will find the names of your FAC 1501 lecturers in your tutorial letter 101. However, please note that there have been some changes. All the lecturers you will find in the tutorial letter 101, except for Ms. L. Kavenda, are not on the module anymore. They were replaced by myself and Mr. D. Von Well. The purpose of this podcast is to provide you with information regarding topics that we consider to be important, such as study materials, submission and due dates of assignment, study plan, and invitation to consultation. Information regarding study materials. By now, you should have received the following study materials: one study guide and tutorial letter 101. If you have not received any of these study materials, please contact the UniStudy Space Department on 012429-6561 or 2620 or 2712, or you can download the study materials from MyUnisa. For information on how to register yourself on MyUnisa, please go to www.unisa.ac.za or see guidelines inside My Studies at UniSA 2013 booklet. Information regarding submission and due dates of assignment. The module consists of two compulsory assignments and one self-assessment assignment. The first compulsory assignment and the second compulsory assignment are multiple choices. It is very important that you submit assignment 1 before the due date, as this assignment will grant you admission to the exam. I repeat that assignment 1 is necessary to obtain admission to the examination. Please note that submission of assignment 2 before the due date is also important, as both assignment 1 and assignment 2 count towards your year mark. The due dates of the assignments are clearly set out in tutorial letter 101. No further extension for the submission of the assignments will be granted. I emphasize that no telephonic conversation or correspondence will be conducted in this regard. Multiple choice assignments can be submitted as follows: via MyUnisa, this is the preferred method, by mail, and the UniSA assignment drop box. Please use the mark reading sheets provided to you to submit your multiple choice assignments if you do not submit your assignments via MyUnisa. Please keep proof of the submission of your assignment for future reference. Reminder about the year mark and final mark. Your year mark is calculated by taking into account only assignment 1 and 2. Assignment 1 and 2 counts 10% towards your final mark. The examination mark will constitute the remaining 90% of your final mark. Please bear in mind that a good year mark will be to your advantage. Study approach. Please refer to tutorial letter 101 for a suggested study plan for this module. Invitation to consultation. We would like to extend our invitation for consultation. We are ready and available to assist you with FAC 1501 content matters that you find unsettling. Please do make use of the module email address to ask any questions relating to the module contents, and do make an appointment to come visit us. Appointments can be made using the module email address or the module telephone number provided in the tutorial letter 101. I hope that you'll enjoy this module and that all your hard work will be rewarded. From FAC 1501 lecturers, we wish you all the best for this semester. I thank you.